the Bureau of Substance Abuse Services, Michael Botticelli, and Steve Keel, the Director of Prevention, are very supportive of focusing on underage drinking. We brought together a number of contractors who specialize in social marketing. GeoVision, with Michelle Jimenez and Juan Mendelbaum, did a lot of our radio and some of our print, all of our transit. Gary Lieber from the Massachusetts Substance Abuse Information and Education Helpline was really important to provide a 24-hour response to our campaign. Karen Schoeneman from the Health Communications Division of the Medical Foundation was responsible for a lot of the print material. And Rachel Thomas was the heart and soul of this presentation, and she was assisted by Margaret Giovanetti, both of the Bureau of Substance Abuse Services. Today we hope to describe how to create a data-driven social marketing campaign, how to identify the critical steps to bringing effective prevention science into that campaign, and to delineate the principles of using media to make healthy lifestyles look attractive. The Bureau of Substance Abuse Services, as the single substance abuse state agency in Massachusetts, initiated the social marketing campaign to prevent underage drinking by increasing the age of first use. This graph will show you that we had a big problem in 95, where 31% of our youth were having more than a few sips of alcohol before the age of 13. And the hazards of this were brought out in some of the previous presentations. The first flight in 1997 of a professionally produced radio ad, Police, resulted in a myriad of requests for additional information from the 24-hour helpline. This ad featured a siren going off and some kids talking in a car, and the policeman pulls them over and asks them if they've been drinking. Of course, the kids try to deny it, but when the policeman says, "What's that under the seat?" They comment that, "Way to go, Walt, we're in trouble now." And the end of the ad asks parents, "Who do you want to be the first to talk to your teen about alcohol?" To complement the radio ad, the BSAS produced a brochure called Talk to Your Kids About Alcohol. At their request, the parents were sent the pamphlet and also the NIAAA booklet, which is, we found very helpful. You can make a difference. And referred to the regional prevention centers and other programs for additional prevention support. Whenever one does a prevention campaign, you also stir up interest in treatment so that this 24-hour helpline referred youth in need of treatment to a local program. The Journal of Health Communications published our first study, which was a quantitative study of parent behavior after the flight of this radio ad, which ran for about a month during dry times when people were coming to and from work with some bonus weight. Parents who remembered the ad were compared to parents who did not remember it, and there was statistically significant differences seen. The number of alcohol-related conversations in the last month was higher for those who remembered the ad, and parents were more likely to disagree that they should wait until their children started experimenting before they talked to them about alcohol. So we can't show a direct causal link, but on the other hand, we were moving in the correct direction. The Bureau continued its public information campaign to prevent underage drinking with the second and third flight of radio ads and resulted in over 3,000 packets of literature being distributed between 99 and 2000. In 2001, we developed a second radio ad called ABCs, targeting parents of 8 through 12-year-olds. As a result, the number of calls to the helpline increased again. To complement this, we had a youth-directed ad, It's Cool Not to Drink, which we developed in collaboration with a number of other agencies. And the Office for National Drug Control Policy at that point had a bonus weight program, which was very helpful in getting this on the air on youth-oriented stations. To reach youth directly, we also collaborated with other agencies to create Choose to Keep Your Freedom, again trying to be audience-related. Very interested in their growing freedom was something that we wanted to highlight and how alcohol could get in the way of that. So it spelled out a lot of the consequences of underage drinking. 2002, we distributed social marketing materials to youth in settings as diverse as rock concerts to court-based trainings. Some of those are more fun than others, as you can imagine. VSAS continued to air the radio ads targeting parents and collaborated with other units of the Mass Department of Public Health to get these materials in the hands of parents. In 2003, we also connected with the Medical Foundation to create and distribute the English version of Be the First to Talk to Your Preteen About Alcohol, Tobacco, and Other Drugs. And during that first year, only 6,200 of those were distributed, and I'll show you later on how that distribution really increases. So we wanted to take parents through the whole process of starting the conversation. What do you do when kids ask you the difficult question? Did you use substances when you were younger? How to deflect that back to talking about keeping the kids safe. Also, setting up rules in the house, which has been highly correlated, as you know, with lower rates of alcohol use. The communications campaign expanded to statewide transit ads, so we use buses in our rural areas and subways in our cities. And to complement this campaign, the sample booklets were also distributed to all of our regional centers for healthy communities, our prevention programs, and our treatment programs. The ONDCP newspaper ads listed the helpline number, so parents and other callers were sent guidebooks on that we've described earlier on how to talk to their kids, so that was very helpful. The underage drinking reduction efforts expanded to include parent-oriented public relations campaigns. The providers of all of our services were encouraged to use substance abuse prevention public relations resource kit to raise awareness in the local press about underage drinking. I'll use this campaign on Thinking or Drinking, What Will It Be for Your Kids, to illustrate some of the processes that we used in terms of making sure this is an audience-sensitive service. First of all, we did a literature review, which we contracted out to our social marketing firm so they could become even more imbued in this public health topic. As I mentioned earlier, they have social marketing experience, so they brought a great deal of expertise in public health to the table. We then did discussion groups with parents of teens to determine a highly motivating message, because we know there's lots of consequences to underage drinking, but some of them will motivate parents to talk to their kids and some of them won't. And this one about the effect on the brain was particularly salient with our parents, and I think some of the federal campaigns have found that as well. We drafted the ads, the transit, and a booklet for parents of teens this time to talk to their kids about alcohol. And then we tested those out with separate discussion groups with diverse parents to test out the ads. Another piece that we like to integrate as often as possible is to look for unintended consequences. So we will sometimes have focus groups with our radio or our transit, having younger kids look at them and to see if it increases the perception that everybody's using alcohol, because we don't want to do that by any means. We then changed the ads based on these discussion groups with the target populations and came up with complementary information for health professionals. We'd be happy, by the way, with these print files to share them with people who would like to adapt them for their own states. One big issue is giving kids alcohol in the home with the idea that that will keep them safe. Unfortunately, that's not the case, as we know, but we need to let parents know that as well. So don't give kids alcohol with a parent-oriented pamphlet that supports parents setting clear and caring limits for their children regarding alcohol. It also talks about the civil and the criminal liabilities that could cause parents to lose their home, which we found was very important to them. We continue to distribute our earlier materials targeted to preteens as well. This is a snapshot of our pediatric clinician update. It's actually just one page, two-sided, that was sent to every pediatrician and health center in the Commonwealth, and we developed that with input from pediatricians. It delineates how to be proactive with parents of preteens about what they can do to forestall this dangerous behavior, how to screen the youth, how to do a brief intervention if needed, and how to refer for treatment. In partnership with the social marketing firm GeoVision, we developed the 7 ways to protect your teen from alcohol and other drugs. We looked at some research on when kids begin to change their attitudes about alcohol, and this literature, you may know, is very limited. But what we did find was that between about the 3rd and 4th grades, kids start seeing alcohol as a more social activity and start seeing it in a more positive light. So we wanted parents to talk to 3rd through 5th graders about alcohol, and so we developed a campaign called Kids Are Like Sponges, What's Yours Absorbing? And as part of that, we had a targeted material preparing your young children for a healthy, drug-free future. We continue to reprint and distribute our other materials because even though our radio ads were targeted to this parents of young kids, we of course still got calls from the parents of older kids. We also found that number of kids are in after-school kinds of programs, and so we developed a material for adults who work with children, preparing children for a drug-free future. And often these YMCAs and school-based kinds of daycare centers, for instance, were not really thinking about alcohol around 3rd and 5th graders, but if they could build some of the resiliency, and also be prepared for perhaps problems with role modeling with parents and that kind of thing, they can be very helpful. So that brings us to 2005. So I'll show you the trend since 95. And as you can see, the alcohol, the rate of kids who drank before the age of 13 was steadily going down. And the biggest changes were seen between 2001 and 2005, when these materials had been on the scene for a number of years. And it was statistically significant between 2003 and 2005. And I also looked at the trends in other states at that time, and most were either staying steady on that variable or getting worse. So it was, seemed that something was happening in our state, and although we can't definitely say that it had to do with this, this was a major project that was focused on really these young kids. In order to maintain the downward trend, we continued with 60-second radio ads and print media and transit. In this case, we built on the federal campaign, Start Talking Before They Start Drinking, and encourage parents to talk to kids of elementary, middle school, and high school. Helpline distributed hundreds of publications to the parents of these youth, and we continued to particularly look at this group of parents of 3rd through 5th graders. It's interesting, even if you don't have an ad that's specifically targeted to them, you'll get a lot of calls from that parents of that age. I think that they're really motivated to do something, and they're still very involved with their kids' lives. So I think that's a great fertile ground for work. The second flight up to radio ads targeted parents were broadcast during high-risk holiday times, and we had an estimated over 2 million listeners of adults who were in the age range to have children that we were targeting. Here we can see some of the differences in terms of the distribution of the booklets. We had targeted different kinds of mail distribution as well, from everyone from school nurses to health centers, and as well as social service agencies. And we saw 57,000 of the English and 14,000 of the Spanish version of this particular be the first topic. We continue to see increases in the distribution of 7 ways as well. And the pediatric clinician update, I thought we might saturate the market, but here we're still seeing 6,000 of those going out in a year. So it seems to be still a very needed piece. Also, parents tend to see that there's problems when their kids go outside and they're really nervous about them starting to use substances, but they don't think about it in terms of their home. So we know that kids get a hold of prescription drugs in the home, alcohol, and inhalants. And by inhalants, I mean the kinds of things kids huff on purpose in order to have an altered state of consciousness. So we developed Preventing Substance Abuse Starts at Home, which is a little fold-out that takes the parents through the home and has them look at where they might have substances and where they can begin to safeguard their kids by maybe not keeping the addictive medicines in the medicine cabinet, but somewhere hidden, and looking at the kinds of inhalants that they have under the cabinet, and talking to their kids about some of these dangers. And addition, keeping alcohol so that it's not accessible. We coordinated this part of the campaign with the media campaign that the federal government was putting together around town meetings. We used our own radio ads, but in fact we had 44 town meetings across the Commonwealth and distributed a new booklet, actually a more of a brochure, calling Work Together to Reduce Underage Drinking, a Strategy to Keep Massachusetts Kids Alcohol Free. And we were able to get those out at 40 of the meetings. We distributed 65,000 of the English version of Choose to Keep Your Freedom, so you can see that people really want to target the kids themselves, and may or may not be the most effective way. I think targeting parents and certainly making community changes may be the most effective, but it does really seem to help to give people something concrete they can share with their youth. And even more popular was Don't Give Kids Alcohol, the parent-oriented brochure. To attribute success to any one social marketing approach is difficult. The most dramatic improvements, as we said, were during a time when these had been on the scene for several years and in a number of venues, so that the parents were seeing it in a variety of domains. And the parents and youth over time grow in their support of these messages, and professionals certainly appreciate having them to distribute to parents of everyone from third through fifth grade. So thank you very much for your time, and we'll be happy to discuss this more at the end.